Hello, this is the podcast What's Going On in America. I'm Borislav Tsekov. Today I'm going to tell you why the popular site 538.com is a fake news factory and why its founder, Nate Silver, is an activist who follows political agenda rather than independent and trustworthy analyst. The progressive and liberal media outlets portray him as an independent analyst. The truth is that Nate Silver is a part of the propaganda machine of the Democratic Party of the United States of America. Everyone, of course, has the right to follow his political ideas and affiliations. But when it comes to election forecasts, the single and most important thing is whether it is reliable and trustworthy. This is not the case with Nate Silver and 538.com. Let's see some facts. He appeared on the public scene in 2007, first as a blogger in the leftist site Daily Kos. Next year, he launched the site 538.com. In the frequently asked questions section of the site at that time, Nate Silver wrote, and I quote, "I vote for Democratic candidates the majority of time. This year, I have been a supporter of Barack Obama." End of quote. Later, after the Obama administration faded away, Nate Silver deleted this disclaimer, but everyone can still read it through Internet Archive and Wayback Machine. Nate Silver works for ABC and the New York Times. All of them prize and award him as a trustworthy pundit and analyst. Google's manipulated algorithms began to promote his site on the first page of search results. But is Nate Silver really trustworthy and objective? Is his site, 538.com, a reliable source of election forecast and analysis? No. The answer is no. It's not. Here are the facts. The only thing true in the media legend about Nate Silver is based on the fact that he accurately predicted the results in 49 states in the 2008 elections. But the truth is also that this election was the easiest to predict. Only aliens from Mars who don't speak human language were unaware that Barack Obama would win convincingly. Nate Silver predicted something that was already known from the man in the street. And that's it. He predicted, of course, the next election, 2012, again for Barack Obama, which was clear that the Democratic Party, the Democratic incumbent, will win the election. From then on, Nate Silver does not have a correct prediction on presidential election. The 2016 election, when Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, was a disaster for Nate Silver and 538.com. They failed with every forecast, both for the primaries and the election results. Listen to his words, and let's start from the primaries. Nate Silver said in July 2015, "I wonder how much of the Trump bump is just voters trolling posters." He said that in a publication titled "Two Good Reasons Not to Take the Donald Trump Search Seriously." Then he said again, "Basically, Trump is disliked by most and super popular with a few." In August 2015, Silver wrote the following, "Trump won't be the Republican nominee." And again, several days later, "Donald Trump is winning the polls and losing the nomination." Then in November, same year, 2015. Nate Silver wrote, "As for me, I remain quite skeptical of Trump's chances. I also think his nomination would be an unmitigated catastrophe for Republicans." Next year, in June 2016, he said again, "The bad news for Trump is that a poll showing him 5 points down is considered good news for Trump." And in August, he added, "Trump is doubling down on a losing strategy." Then, again in August, he said, "The most delusional part of Trump thinking he has a silent majority is how small a fraction of the population he's even bothering to appeal to." Overall, between July 2015 to August 2016, Nate Silver and his site 538.com flooded the media and Twitter every day with baseless claims that Trump has no chance to win the election, that his strategy is failing, and that whoever says anything else is lame in maths. The overall forecast of 538.com and Nate Silver was that Hillary Clinton has 71.4% chances to win. And I repeat, 71.4% chances for Hillary to win the election. But at the end of the day, Hillary lost the election. Trump won. He assumed Hillary Clinton would end up with 302 electoral votes. At the end of the day, she got only 227, and Trump won the election with 304. Nate Silver's forecast was that it is highly likely that Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina will go to Hillary. At the end of the day, Trump won all of them. Now the same picture is repeated. Nate Silver claims that the chances of Trump's re-elections are only 10%. And the media machine that supports Biden circulates these claims as the ultimate truth. All this is part of the Democrats' campaign propaganda and not serious and objective forecasts. In just a few days, we will have the real results of the elections. Once again, it is highly likely that they will be completely different from Nate Silver's forecasts. Thank you very much.